Hello.
Hello?
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney.
How are you doing? Is this Fallon?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Fallon. Yeah, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I see that you are calling in because of an inquiry you placed about the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay. And was this for you or for a loved one?
This was for me.
Okay. And at this time, you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And you didn't have an attorney at this time?
I do not.
Okay. So you are
This
willing to.
call is being recorded.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know. Yeah, you came in through a transfer, so I don't know why I did that. But
Oh,
so
that's very weird.
yeah, you don't have an attorney. You are willing to affirm under penalty. You haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then okay, and it was you who was using the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers, like endometrial, uterine, or
Yeah.
ovary? Oh, you were? What, oh.
It was stage one cancer. It was ovarian.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
It was,
that.
yeah, it was clear cell ovarian.
Okay. Clear cell carcinoma or however they call it.
Yeah, the clear cell.
Yeah, clear cell.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing today?
Recoveries, it's getting there. It kind of sucks, but hormones are all over the place.
Yeah. When were you diagnosed?
When I was diagnosed, would have been, well, shit, let me think about it.
Yeah.
Hold on. When was I diagnosed? Actually, I was just diagnosed because I just had my surgery in July of 2024.
Oh, you did? Okay, so
So I was
July
diagnosed in June then, because I had
24.
my surgery right after in July.
Okay. June 2024. Do you know like approximate date? It doesn't have to be the exact, just like what time in June? I have to put a date, that's why.
I would just say the beginning of June, because I got my surgery the following month.
What, like the first, fifth,
Let's just
tenth?
go with the first.
The first, so June 1st, and then July, what was the surgery date? You know that date?
I think it was like July 5th or something. I'm not
Fifth?
really sure.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm sure all of it was a blur.
Yeah, no, it is a lot that happened really fast.
Yeah, well, we're glad that you were able to have the surgery. And so were they able to just remove the cancer? Did they remove the tumors or?
They had to remove both my ovaries. I actually had a complete hysterectomy. And then
Oh,
they put me on a bunch of medication and treatments.
yeah, I know it's not fun. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you still going through radiation and chemo?
Not at the moment.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with, at what age were you diagnosed with your cancer? How old are you?
I'm 34.
Oh my God, you're a baby.
I know.
Baby, baby. Do you have kids?
I do not.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right.
There's always adoption. You're still young.
There's always
And
adoption out
or
there, but I accept my
surrogates.
fate.
Yeah, and there's surrogates now. I mean, there's so many options you have nowadays to do, if you do want to become a mom or whatever.
Well, I got
So
nieces and nephews, that I spoil, and I give them back when I'm done, so it's okay.
yeah. Oh, I get it. I get it.
Oh yeah, I spoil them rotten.
Yeah. Okay, so you are filing the claim on behalf of yourself. Your diagnosis date, to the best of your knowledge, would be 6/1/2024. Do you know who your diagnosing doctor was? Do you know their name?
Oh yeah, that was Dr. Tracy Collins.
Dr. Tracy Collins. And where is he located, or they located?
He's located in Munster, Indiana. I had my
All right.
surgery at the community right there.
Okay. It's a woman, yeah, I found her.
Okay,
Yeah,
perfect.
she was your she's your O is she your OBGYN?
Yeah, she's the one who ended up like doing the surgery, like connecting me with everyone. That was my doctor.
Yeah. And Okay, I'm just gonna get her office location. She's in at 9112 Columbia Avenue.
Yep, that sounds about right. Yep.
Okay, and let's see. Okay, Indiana. You have a 2 year waiting time, so this is perfect time for you to file a claim. And you were not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand? Did you use hair relaxer of any brand for at least more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? Were you using it like a year?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to use the Dark and Lovely brand regularly.
Okay. How many
Yeah, that was
times?
my go-to.
Okay. How many times a year do you think you were doing hair relaxer, or how many times a month were you doing it?
Well, I would say like every 4 to 6 weeks is what it typically would recommend. So I would say probably at least like 2 to 3 times a month-ish.
Okay, we'll do like 3 times a month.
Because it's,
What, 36 times a year, maybe? Like around 30.
yeah, that sounds about right-ish.
What was the name? What was the hospital that was, or facility that was treating your cancer? Like, where did you go see Tracy Collins at?
Community.
Community, and that's in Munster too. Munster Community Hospital. Okay.
Correct.
All right, and that's on 900 MacArthur. Okay, Community Hospital. Was that the only facility that you went to, or was there like any other treatment cancer places you had to go to?
No, I did everything through there.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming that. And then you are a citizen and resident of the United States?
Correct.
Okay. And then what's your date of birth?
3/29/90.
3/29/1990.
Correct.
Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Did you have any other friends or family members, or do you know anyone else that was using hair relaxer that needed help filing a claim as well?
My sister used to use it, and she's currently having problems
Okay.
similar to mine.
Okay. If she does need help filing a claim, you can always pass on my information to her, okay?
Okay, and Courtney, what was your number?
Actually, I was just gonna send it to you. Hold on,
It's the same
sister.
one I sent, the same one I just called, right? Nine eight
No,
nine three
no,
seven
no,
eight
no. Let
no.
me no. Hold on 1 second. Needs help as well. We'll pass information. I'm gonna text you from my direct line right now. So I'm gonna be
Perfect.
your intake specialist moving forward. So like anytime you have any questions regarding your claim, you can reach out to me directly at this number. It's gonna be a 949 number. I'm gonna text you right now. Excuse
Okay,
me.
perfect.
But text you right now from it.
Okay.
It's 765-652-4708. That's your cell phone.
Yes.
Okay. Is that the best number to reach you at? Did you have another phone number that you
Yeah.
want? Okay.
No, I just have just a cell phone.
Okay. And then also, all right, I just text you, Fallon, and also, yeah, like I'll send you the attorney's information, and then like if at any time you can't get a hold of the attorneys or anything like that, you can always just text me on this line. You can call me or email me and say like, hey, what's going on with my claim? What's the status update? Whatever the case may be. Hey, or can you connect me to the attorneys? I can transfer you, things like that.
Okay.
Just 'cause sometimes the attorneys are a little like, they've got a lot going on, so sometimes they're a little not they don't ignore you, but they have other things they're doing. So I can always help you out probably faster than that. Okay,
Gotcha.
so how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer, like approximately?
Shit, probably like 24 hours in my 20s. I've been using it probably for like 10 years.
Okay. Again, too, just so you know, a lot of these questions are repetitive. And then if at any time you feel like you don't know an answer, it's to the best of your knowledge. They're building a rapport, so when they start to pull medical records, they can kind of see the similarities, okay? So don't think if you don't know it, it's like the end of the world.
Okay.
People freak out if they're like, I don't know. And then what state were you using hair relaxer in? Was that in Indiana,
Indiana.
Indiana? Okay. You've only ever lived in Indiana?
Yeah, I've lived around here my whole life.
Okay, so you started using it when you were 24 and you're 36 now, right?
34 now. I've been using
Okay.
it for about 10 years because I was in my early 20s when I started using it.
So, like in 2014, you started using it. Do you know what time in 2014 you're using it?
Probably like, well, probably around springtime. Like,
Like
yeah, more
April?
like springtime. Yeah.
April, like what? Like April 1st, 2014, we could put.
That works. Yeah, because it was nicer. And then I was like, ooh.
Yeah, and then what? Yeah, you want to have your hair looking all good. What? When did you stop using it?
I stopped using it. Well, when I got diagnosed in June.
Okay, so like June 1st, 2024 is when you stopped using it.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, you were using these products monthly.
Yes.
Hold on 1 second, okay? Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. And then so you were are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so you were using it for a consecutive of 10 years, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then were you using the treatment at home, a salon, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then when you're using like the hair straightening process like at home, where did you purchase it from? Like was it like a Sally's Beauty or like a
Yeah, Sally's probably. I'd say it's Sally's.
Okay, Sally's, and that's in Munster, Indiana.
Yes.
Okay. There's one on Calumet Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about like what salon, what was the name of the salon that you were going to?
Oh, girl, I couldn't even tell you, but I usually did it at home.
Okay. I'll just
A
put
couple times I got it professionally done,
I
but
was gonna say, do you know like a name of a salon that you went to? It doesn't have to be one that you always went to. I'm just saying like.
the one down the street, what was it called? Glen Great Clips? No.
Great Clips.
Crap, I'm trying to think of it. It might have been a Great Clips.
Okay, and that is on. Oh, well, it's on the same street, Calamento. It's like down the street from.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've changed the name of that one a couple times, but I know like that's basically the one I would go to.
Okay,
Yeah.
got that. That's fine. I just want like an idea, you know, but like, I mean, all places were using it, so it doesn't really matter. And then you're currently not using hair relaxer products at this time, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have any empty bottles or receipts?
No.
Okay. If you are able to obtain those empty bottles or receipts, just out of like personal, not personal experience, but personal information that I've found, it helps your case, how do I say it?
I can look
Financially.
around,
Yeah,
but
like if you
I can
can,
look around, but yeah, I find it unlikely. But I mean,
yeah.
I might have paperwork on it somewhere because I have
Yeah.
a lot of paperwork on this somewhere in the house.
Yeah. And another thing too, like your bank statements, if you can show like, oh yeah, it was at Sally's Beauties, like just show like purchases, proof of purchase, it can help. And then
Okay.
you said you're using the brand product like Dark and Lovely, correct?
Yeah.
Did you use any of these other products? Motions, Organic Root Stimulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me,
No,
Shampoo.
I just use the Dark and Lovely. It did the trick.
Okay, I'll just put Dark and Lovely. Yeah, that seems to be like the go-to. That and
Yeah,
like
no, that's everyone always of, huh?
Just For Me, so, or Soft and Beautiful and Revlon were the other two that I've noticed.
Yeah, Dark and Lovely is what everyone always recommended. That's that's what everyone always used, basically.
Yeah.
So that's what I started using.
Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 years or more after you started using the product for at least 1 year, or you didn't notice until this last year?
I didn't notice it until my diagnosis. Like, well, I was getting like hair loss and stuff, and I would get like these rashes on my skull. And like, yeah, and I would just get like rashes. I got UTIs, bleeding.
You just
Like,
thought
so
it
I
was
mean, I.
like, yeah, like normal things, or like just maybe like a chemical reaction or something, not cancer.
Like that's kind of like, like a chemical burnish kind of thing.
Were your period, have there been periods that the hair relaxer was used, that you stopped? Like when you were using it, did you stop for a little while and then go back to it, or did you just like continue, you never really stopped using it?
I mean, I didn't think that that was causing it because I had been using it for so long. So I didn't really think of any, I didn't really ever think it was my hair product because I've been using it for so long.
And then you first became aware of the link between the hair relaxer and your diagnosis on in June, right? June 1st, 2024. Okay. And then what, okay, so you said you had, for the ovarian cancer, the type of treatment you started with, you said was you had single cell, you did, oops, hold on.
I had the clear cell.
Clear cell, yeah. Okay, so let me go back down here. I just want to, because I want to put as much information thorough to make it support the case. So for the ovarian, it helps ovarian cancer. You had
And
the
I had a com
clear cell.
Yes, and
You
I had to have a complete hysterectomy on that,
had,
both my
yeah,
ovaries.
complete. Okay.
And
Make
I was
sure.
doing treatments and medications. I did the medications, but the treatments, like, yeah. So treatment and medication is what I ended up having to do ultimately.
Okay. So they completely remove your uterus and your cervix. Just put it right here. Sorry, my coworker's bugging me.
It's okay.
Okay, so clear cell, complete hysterectomy, and then you did. So you did. It was like, I'm sorry, chemo, radiation, targeted therapy, and then probably what, like pain medication,
Yeah, pain
pain.
medications. Yeah, just a whole bunch of different pills. Like a lot.
Yeah, it's not fun. I know. My, you know what? My friend, is going through the same thing. She had ovarian cancer, and she's on her sixth dose of chemo. She had her over. She's older. She's one of my mom's friends. She just had it, but I asked her because I was like, she's, I mean, her ethnicity, she's white. But I asked her, I said, did you ever use this? And she's like, I did in the 80s because she had really curly hair. She wanted it straight, and I'm like, you know, because I mean, most of it comes with, you know, ethnicity or what type of hair you have, you know, if you're really using it all the time, or you know, just the type of hair you have. So she's like, yeah, I had no idea. But she's like, I don't know if it's related to that. And I'm like, you should look into it because definitely you're able to file a claim if it is the reason. You know, and I always tell people, I'm like, don't hesitate because you have every right to file. Okay. And then let me
Yeah,
just look this.
they had to do like ultrasound tests and blood and urine and biopsies and everything too.
Yeah, because it's like they don't know where it's coming from, you know? And then you're like, oh, it's actually your ovaries. It's like, yeah, you have to do MRIs, all of it. And pain management. Okay. And then when did you start treatment? You said on July. Okay, so July 5th
I
was your
started treatment
surgery.
right away.
Okay. July 5th, approximately. Well, that was your surgery date right away. So, who was the treating doctor? Was the same doctor you told me, Tracy Collins?
Yeah, Tracy Collins.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Hold on. Let me minimize this really quick. Okay, and then put her information in. Hold on.
Yeah, you're good.
They redid this form to make it you know, harder for us to get through. Okay. And then, have you ever had any pre-existing conditions like any other cancers or any other diagnoses?
No. I've always been pretty healthy.
Okay. No other. Yeah, you're young.
Right.
Yeah, so to get that news is probably just like, what?
Yeah.
It's a lot. Ovarian cancer, clear cell. Okay. No diabetes or things like that, correct?
No, yeah, no, I was healthy. I barely ever had to go to the doctor, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. And then can you just confirm your gender for me?
My gender, I'm female.
Okay, and then what's your marital status at this time, Fallon? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I've been divorced for a long time. I go by single these days.
Okay, we'll go single. And then what is your ethnicity? Are you Black, White, Native American, or other?
I'm mixed.
Put other for you. And your height?
I'm about 5'6".
Okay, and then approximately how much did you weigh at your diagnosis date?
Probably like 200 something pounds, like around 200-ish.
Okay. And then did you have a middle initial you want me to put for your
Oh, you could put R.
R? Okay. So Fallon is Fallon, middle initial R, and then Ramos, Ramos.
Yeah.
No suffix in your name. You're not a junior or senior, right?
No, that's correct.
Okay. I know it's so funny we have to ask women those questions.
I mean, there are women that I know. I work with a girl who's a second.
That's so funny. What is your profession? Like, are you currently working or employed?
Right now, I can't really work too much with everything going on,
Yeah.
so I'm just serving at the
Unemployed.
time. So I pick up a couple days to serve. But that's like about it. I can't really work.
You're not really, yeah, I'll just put unemployed. It's fine. And then can you go
Yeah,
ahead and
I just don't know.
verify your social for me?
316-089742.
9742 is last four.
Yes.
Okay. 316-089742.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you currently have health insurance coverage?
I do.
Who's your medical provider?
I get it through the state now.
Okay. Is it Medicaid?
I obviously so.
Okay. And then let's see. Do you know your provider number or policy number?
I do not.
Okay, I'll just put non-available. It's fine. And then the primary email address I have on file is FallonRayRamos@gmail.
Yeah, and Ray is RAE.
Yeah, is that your middle name?
Yes.
That's so cute. I have Rays in my family too.
Oh, yay. I'm named after my grandpa, actually, but they changed the spelling to make it more girly.
And then your primary phone number, this is your cell phone, the 765 number. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Do you prefer morning, afternoon, or evening?
Mid-afternoons, please.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address or good place to send you documents and things?
Mail 1950, and that's Kathy, Kathy Street, and that's going to be Greenwood, Indiana, 46143.
Cathey.
K with a K, Kathy. Kathy with a K.
Okay, so 1950 Kathy, sorry.
Kathy Street. And it's Greenwood.
Indiana. All right, I got it.
Correct.
And 46143.
Yep, you got
Okay.
me.
Jackson County or Johnson County. Is that a house or is there a unit number or anything?
It's a house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Do you have supporting documents or like medical records for your date of
Yeah.
diagnosis and all that stuff? Okay. And you could
Yeah.
provide that if needed, like either electronically or through the mail if needed. Okay. So they do request an emergency contact number, just in case something ha unfortunate is to happen to you, and help with disruptions in the case. They'll only contact the emergency contact number if you become unresponsive for a long extended period of time. Did you have someone that you'd want to put? Like your mom or the sibling or a friend?
And you're not going to call them unless something goes
No,
bad.
yeah.
Okay, my mom's going to get pissed at me if you guys call her.
I
She
could
will,
just
I'll
call
never
her. You know
hear the
what?
end of it. She'll
I'll
hate
put,
me.
listen to what I'll do. I'll put your phone number and I'll just, what's her first name?
Debbie.
Okay. Does she have the same last name as you?
No, she's a Mitchell. Mitchell.
MITCHEL. Yeah, I just put your phone number, mother.
Okay, yeah, no, she'd be so fucking mad.
Yeah, no, I get it. Was there any additional notes that you would like me to put in the file regarding your case that could support it? Like,
No, so I know I was in the hospital for a good 5 days, after everything happened. It was almost a week, but I mean, besides that, I think we covered everything.
okay, and then how did you hear about the law firm? Like, did you, or how did you hear about this? Was just this online?
My doctor was actually the one telling me, asking me the questions and told me that there is, she's like, she asked me if I had, well, right, they ask you a ton of questions, and she was the one that was like, do you know, like, there's like a lawsuit against him? She's like, because a lot of people have been affected by this. So she was the one who initially encouraged me to try to get help.
And then yeah, and then just reached out online and found
Yeah.
where to go. All right, perfect. That's what you need to do. That's glad that the doctor did that, because it's really important.
Okay.
And then I'm just gonna put like, I'll put just like a summary. Was unable to work due to all this everything you went over to help support the case. I put ovarian cancer, clear cell. All your treatments you went through. I'm gonna summarize everything for you to that we just talked about. And then what I'm going to go ahead and
Okay.
do is send you, we're pretty much almost done, is send you a DocuSign for you to sign while you're on the phone with me. It's pretty self-explanatory. I'll walk you through it. If you
Okay.
ha have you ever used DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. You just press adopt and sign a signature, press start, press all the buttons where it asks to adopt a signature, and then press finish. Super easy. The system takes a minute though to generate those. So just hold on 1 second. Oh,
Okay.
Indiana, we gotta put, all right, didn't generate your Indiana. And then go back up here really quick. Okay, so just to summarize, Fallon, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself for the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney at this time. You did use chemical hair straighteners and relaxers within the last 20 years, and you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer, clear cell, correct? And then you were diagnosed with the cancer in June 1st, 2024, at the age of 34. Your diagnosing doctor was Tracy Collins, and she's located in Munster, Indiana. And on average, you used it for about 36 times a year. You were diagnosed at Community Hospital in Munster, Indiana. You are a citizen and resident of the United States, and your date of birth was March 29th, 1990.
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you'll pass on your information to your sister. You're 24 in Arizona. Okay. Started using hair relaxer approximately 4/1, 2014. Stopped using it 6/1/2024. Using
Yeah,
it
it might have
monthly.
been longer. I'm just ballparking it, but I had used it for a good 2 years.
Yeah, it's totally fine. That's they just want to estimate it. And did your cancer, your cancer diagnosis happened?
In
Product.
June.
Yeah, that's yeah. But obviously, what stage cancer were you at? Did but your cancer had been
Oh,
there.
stage one.
Okay.
And that was the clear cell ovarian.
Okay.
Clear, just like CLEAR, clear cell.
Okay. And then, okay, just make sure we have this all correct. Your date of birth. And you said Dark and Lovely was the main brand you used. You stopped using it in
When I
June.
was when I was diagnosed, I stopped using it. So I stopped using it
When you
in
started the
June of
treat, yeah, the
2000.
treatment, yeah.
Yeah.
And started treatment immediately. Okay, and there was ovarian C. Okay, female, 5'6", Fallon R. Ramos. I have your social just to confirm is 316-08-9742, and then primary address is 1950 Kathy Street, D Greenwood, Indiana, Johnson County 46143. You have medical records and. Looks like everything's correct. Does everything sound correct?
Yeah, everything sounds great for me.
Okay. And then just to reiterate, you have my direct phone number. What I'm doing, the system's generating the documents right now. Once those are sent over, I'm going to text them to you because that seems to be the easiest way to open them. I'll send them to your
Okay.
email too, but once you complete them, it'll send you a PDF file. Just the system's sending them right now. As you go through them, just make sure everything looks correct, the addresses, date of birth, your name, spelling and everything,
Okay.
so we don't have to resend them. And then you can put me on speakerphone or whatever if you need to. While you're doing that, I will send you the attorney's information, okay?
Okay, cool. Oh, okay, cool. I just got you. I just got it.
Perfect.
Okay. It's loading.
Yeah, it'll take you to like a new page. You're gonna have to probably draw your signature like with your finger. Sometimes if you're doing it
That's
on your
okay.
phone, on the phone, just use your pinky. That's what I like always tell people.
Right? Like it's the smallest. Right, it's just loading.
Yeah, take your time.
My phone is definitely taking its time.
I sent you the attorney's information, so ignore that text I just sent right now.
Okay. There we go. That signature is not half bad.
Yeah, some people just initial it. It's really this is just your intake to get you connected to the attorneys. They'll probably have you sign more documents when you oops when you speak with them. So just be aware you probably have to sign more stuff.
Gotcha.
Was the complete hysterectomy, was that a long recovery?
Yeah, I was in the hospital for about a week, and then it's like, you're in a whole lot of pain and everything afterwards for a while, but
Oh yeah.
your hormones is really, I think, the worst part.
Oh, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, poor
It's
thing.
definitely different. It's definitely different. Okay. Okay, I think I'm good.
Okay, let me check real quick. So it'll ask you, like you can download them. Yep, you're done. You can download
Perfect.
them right there if you want, or once you press finish, it sends a PDF file to your email. So you'll have copies of
Okay,
everything that we
gotcha.
talked about, and like for records and the attorney's information, I think is the
Cool.
last page too, as long as I sent it to you as well. They're gonna call you from a 909 phone number. It usually will be like the law firms of Robin Law and co-counsel Pulaski Law. So if you hear like Robin Law or Pulaski Law when someone calls you, that's the attorney's office because they have a co-counsel. So it's one of the
Okay,
offices.
cool.
But they have like a couple locations, like one's in Baltimore, one's in Richmond, Houston. So like they're local to you. Another thing too is like, just to reiterate, like before we wrap up the call, how important you are in this whole process. Basically, like this is your case. We can only help you if you're responsive when the attorneys reach out. So you want to make sure
Right.
if they call you, and you can't answer, return the call in a timely manner, or if something happens, call me and I'll get you connected.
Okay.
Don't hesitate. Like, I don't want to bug you. Totally text me, bug me. I don't care. I'm here to help. And then just again, like this is, going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. So it's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And that basically, yeah, if you can get any supporting documents to help the case, like I said, like the empty bottles or medical records or receipts, anything like that, I do ask, not me, but they do ask you to try to obtain that stuff. Again, the attorneys will probably call you within like the soonest of 48 hours, maybe a week or so because it is holiday coming up. So maybe by like the end of next week, if you don't hear from them, you can reach out to me.
Okay, perfect.
Like not this Friday, but maybe next Friday if they haven't reached out.
Okay.
I'll see like an update. I try to stay on top of it to, but it's been kind of crazy. So just yeah, give me a call. Other than that, did you have any questions for me or?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I really wish you the best of luck, Fallon. I'm so sorry that, you had to go through everything, and I hope that you get the compensation that you deserve and are able to live a long and healthy life.
Thank you. I appreciate
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving, okay? Take care.
it. You as well. Thanks.
Bye-bye.